Howdy and welcome to the 10-Week Bible Study. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I can't wait to jump into Revelation 5, 9 through 14 today. Well, welcome back to the 10-Week Bible Study. This is week 3, day 4 of our study of Revelation. Would you join me as we pray before we start today? Lord, open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us. Give us revelation in the knowledge of you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. We'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Revelation 5, starting in verse 9. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain. And with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation." I want to pause right there. So the who we're talking about here, and they sang a new song. Yesterday's passage, we looked at Jesus is taking the scroll, right? No one was found worthy to take the scroll. One of the elders tells John, don't cry, don't weep. Jesus, the Lamb who is slain, is worthy to take the scroll. So Jesus takes the scroll out of the Father's hand, the one with seven seals, right? We're going to look at those seals here very shortly. But he takes that scroll with seven seals. It's written on the inside and outside of the scroll. And then the four living creatures and the 24 elders, they're the ones who start singing this song right here. Remember, before this, they've been singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was and is to come," right? Now they're singing a different song, and it's this one. It's, "You are worthy because you were slain. With your blood, you purchased every you purchase people from every tribe and language and people, ethnos, people group on earth," right? And so this is the song that they're singing is God is or Jesus is worthy to open the scroll because he sacrificed himself for us. That's the reason he's worthy to do this. We need to keep that in mind as we go through the book of Revelation. This is going to unlock so many different aspects of this book. That it's Jesus who's doing these things, and he's worthy to do these things. He's worthy to bring justice, and he's worthy to bring punishment because of the sacrifice that he made for mankind. Verse 10, "You've made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." This is, again, the four living creatures and the 24 elders speaking about humans, mankind. Jesus has redeemed us to be a kingdom for him and to be priests to serve before him. We've been given this, and if we finish that with, we're going to reign on the earth. And so this is let's look at the reign on the earth portion of this, because most people's understanding of the book of Revelation and eternity, the end times, is that forever we're going to live in heaven, we're going to float on a cloud and strum a harp and be bored to death. It sounds terrible. Eternity for a lot of people sounds terrifying because it sounds boring and it just sounds otherworldly. Right here in chapter 5, we're told very clearly, we're not going to be floating on a cloud, strumming a harp. We're going to reign on the earth. We will be on the earth. We need to understand as we look at every passage about eternity, is it's not some completely different experience than what we have now. It's not that we're going to be these disembodied spirits and we're going to be bored and we're just going to sit there and, you know, that's this vision we get from cartoons and things like that. Nothing could be further from the truth. We will live on the earth. We will exist on the earth in a physical world with a physical body in a physical reality, just like we do now. The difference will be is there will be no more pain, no more tears, no more sorrow. All of those negative things, all of those negative emotions and negative experiences, they will be gone. But other than that, it will be much the same as what we experience now, living with physical bodies on the earth. And it's they're telling us, the 24 elders and the four living creatures are telling us that right here. We're going to be a kingdom and we're going to serve the Lord, but not in this boring way where we're just against this idea of strumming a harp. you know, I just think of every cartoon, right? When the character gets blown up or something and they die and they float up to heaven, they're this almost ghost-like apparition, and they've got a harp in their hand and they're floating in a cloud, right? That's just the image. And it's kind of a silly, fun image, right? But it really kind of sticks in people's heads. It gets in there, and that's one of the things that it's just not biblical. It's funny. It's silly, right? But it's not biblical. And it really gets in people's minds. And then we actually adopt those kind of silly things as reality. And it's like, I don't even know if I like the idea of eternity. But that's not what eternity is like at all. Verse 11. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice, they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who is slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." So John is saying he saw, you know, just this massive number of angels. He's saying, I saw millions of angels, right? Thousands and 10,000s times 10,000, right? We're talking about millions and millions of angels. It's this innumerable group of angels singing that Jesus is worthy. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. He's worthy to receive everything that God is giving him, everything that we have to give to him. He's worthy of every single bit of it. Verse 13. Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever." Now, I don't know how this worked. I don't know, right? Again, remember, as we're reading through this, John is not making this stuff up. He is not trying to create an allegorical story to relay to us some kind of thought process or information that he wants us to have. John is experiencing this. He's told us that, right? He's not saying, hey, this is a story that I'm going to tell you that's really about Rome or it's about this, right? That is people's interpretation of this at times. But that is reading into the text something that John does not tell us. John is telling us, hey, I went up to this place. I was there and I saw these things. He's telling us things that he's seeing. Now, how he sees things on the earth and under the earth and on the sea and under the sea and all, how does everything sing the song and sing these praises? I don't really know. I really don't understand like what John is seeing here that's causing him to tell us this. But again, this isn't him just making up random things. This is some experience that John is having and he's relaying it to us. And it might be this hyperbole that he's hearing this cacophony of voices from everywhere under the earth. It may be, you know, that the angel takes him on some kind of like weird, trippy, you know, just path through the ocean and under the earth and caves. I don't know. I don't really know. He doesn't explain it. But what I do understand and believe is that he's telling us something that he's experiencing and he's giving us the best words that he has to describe it. So as the four living creatures and the 24 elders sing of Jesus's worth to open the scroll, then the angels, they bust into song. All of the angels. John is making it sound like it's all of the angels are busting into song, singing of Jesus's worth because he's going to take the scroll. And then all of the earth, it's almost like, you know, Jesus says, if these guys don't worship me, the rocks themselves will cry out. And it's almost as if at this moment in time, this moment in human history, the rocks themselves are actually crying out. It's everything on the earth, under the earth, everything in heaven, everything is beginning to cry out, Jesus, you are worthy because you were slain, because you shed your blood to redeem us, mankind, to God for all eternity. That's the sense. That's the thing that's going up here in this moment. Verse 14. The four living creatures said, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshiped. So the four living creatures, they hear all of these voices respond to their song. And then the four living creatures say, Amen. Yes, let it be so. That's the meaning of it. Let it be so. Let this worship go forth. And then the elders, they fall down again, right? Maybe they cast their crowns down this time. Maybe they, I don't know. But they're falling down. These guys continually fall down. There's some kind of revelation that hits them every so often. It's like it's overwhelming, and all they can do is fall down before the Father. This is super important foundational understanding to the book of Revelation. As we go through the negatives, the consequences, and some of the terrifying things that are going to happen in the book of Revelation, we need to understand that it is Jesus who has taken this scroll. And we're going to see very clearly that this scroll is going to be the plans of God to usher in eternity on earth, right? This scroll, it's like the transition document between this age to the next. And it's Jesus who is going to actually open the seals. And so the things that are going to be released on earth, they're being released by Jesus. Jesus is the one giving authority to all of these things being released. And everything in heaven and on earth is saying, yes, please do it. Even John is like, this needs to happen. But oh my gosh, there was no one worthy. But now the Lamb is worthy. Everyone is saying, yes, do this. And because you were slain, you have the right. And you are the only thing in heaven and on earth who has the right to do this. You are the only one that judges righteously. Because you were slain, you are the one, Jesus, who gets to do this. And you are right in doing this. This is the song that all of heaven and earth sing. This is the foundation of what's about to take place. Starting next week in our next set of passages, we will get into what's known as the seal judgments, as Jesus literally starts to break these wax seals one by one off of this scroll. And we'll see as the judgments in the book of Revelation begin to be poured out. For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs. And I can't wait to see you next time. Well, thanks for joining me today on our study. Would you like and subscribe to wherever you're watching this? It really helps more people find out about our broadcast. And my heart is for more people to fall in love with God and His Word.